We're finishing up our look at Acts chapter 13, verses 2 through 3. Let me read verse 3 one more time. And while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Now, as I finished last time, I noted that one commentator said this about the Spirit's direction for Barnabas and Saul. Quote, "It was very vague. The nature of the work was not specified. It was not unlike the call of Abram, 'Go to the land that I will show you.'" I mentioned that I pondered that comment for some time. The question that came to my mind was this really a surprise set of directions, or was it a confirmation of something Barnabas and Saul had previously sensed and even discussed among themselves? I ask that because in verses 4 through 5, we will read this very definite travel itinerary. It says, "Barnabas and Saul went down to the seaport of Seleucia and then sailed for the island of Cyprus. There in the town of Salamis, they went to the Jewish synagogue and preached the word of God." You might notice with me that that's not vague at all. It seems that Barnabas and Saul had a very clear idea of where they were going. So I ask again, is it possible that Barnabas and Saul already had a vision for taking the gospel to Cyprus and beyond? So when the Holy Spirit spoke through one of the prophets or teachers at the Antiochian prayer meeting, was it really a new revelation? Or was it possibly a confirmation of a previous sense of direction that Barnabas and Saul both had? Once again, the Spirit gave this directive. So after more fasting and prayer, the men laid their hands on them and sent them on their way. There was neither haste nor reluctance in the church's decision to send Barnabas and Saul to this new mission field. Luke says that there was more fasting and prayer before the leaders placed their hands on them and sent them on their way. It seems as if more fasting and prayer served the point of both confirmation of what the prophet had said and preparation for the journey ahead. From what followed those moments of dedication, we know that the leaders were wise to prolong their season of fasting and prayer before they sent Barnabas and Saul away from a very fruitful ministry to a very challenging one. So now, as we come to Acts chapter 13, verses 4 through 7, we're going to see the result of those decisions. After more than 12 chapters, Luke is finally ready to begin chronicling the missionary journeys of Barnabas and Saul, which we, of course, will more readily recognize as the journeys of Paul and Barnabas, and then, of course, Paul and Silas. Now, I'd like us to keep something in focus. By Acts 13, the church now has two basic headquarters, Jewish Jerusalem and Gentile Antioch. We don't want to lose sight of this fact because it will influence the rest of Luke's narrative. Barnabas and Saul are sent out from Gentile Antioch, even though both are Messianic Jews. Paul is, of course, from what we know as modern-day Spain, and Barnabas is from Cyprus. Both bring to their first missionary journey a particular aspect of Jewish background, geographic culture, and spiritual biography. So let's see what happens next as we continue through books of Acts, verse by verse.